Nowadays, online content makes up the great majority of what we consume. As a result, marketing has also become digital. In light of this change, your brand must be present online. And what does it call for? Just a robust and sound digital marketing plan. If you want to establish your brand's presence online successfully, digital marketing is your go-to solution. But most of them don't know where to begin, how to start, and end up delaying it. So we are here to help you, and today we will discuss everything you need to start digital marketing. Let's first define it. Digital marketing occurs online and uses various technologies and digital platforms to reach existing and prospective clients. A digital marketing approach is your action plan for utilizing online marketing channels to accomplish a business objective. It focuses on articulating the what and the why of what you're attempting to achieve. Digital marketing techniques include, for instance, social media campaigns that collaborate with influencers, content marketing plans that leverage online resources to generate leads, and growth marketing plans that employ email and social media to cultivate consumer loyalty. Your digital marketing strategy provides the foundation for your plan and lets you choose the digital platforms, media outlets, data, and tech needed. A strategy is essential to the success of any larger endeavor or digital marketing campaign you're considering launching. However, there is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all digital marketing strategy when it comes to business. To effectively promote your business through digital marketing, you must have a personalized approach that is precisely developed to showcase the value of your brand to your unique target demographic. The first step? Understanding your audience and their online behaviors. An effective marketing plan must be based on something other than guesswork. This is why we recommend conversing with current clients and attracting fresh clients. But that alone won't do. You also need to research your competitors and make yourself stand out. With that, you'll need an SEO-optimized website as well. And with some social media marketing and good content, you are all set to begin your journey. Let's know it in a bit of detail. First, you need to sort out how to achieve your goal with marketing goals and plan things well in prior. It may sound easy, but this step needs you to develop a thorough and precise list of objectives. And what helps better than using the SMART criteria? The acronym SMART is a well-known mnemonic tool for setting targets. SMART means specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely objectives. Increasing the number of visitors to your website is not a SMART goal. Rather, a SMART objective is to get 10% more traffic to your website over the next 2 months by using advertisements on various social media platforms. The more specific the actions you'll take to get there, the more SMART your plan will be. Next, evaluating your existing digital marketing presence. Even if there isn't much progress, it's still helpful to be mindful of it. You'll learn what to finalize in this stage to achieve your present goals. But before that, you must understand your primary marketing channels, social networking, email marketing, and your website. Which of these is generating the most leads and traffic for you? Sort it from most effective to least successful, and you'll get where your digital strategy stands now. Once you have understood this, the next step is to know about the digital sales funnel. The digital sales funnel represents your buyer's journey from a stranger to a recurring or long-term customer. A brand with a significant online presence might use the funnel to accomplish its online marketing objectives. How? Making use of the appropriate digital marketing tools to manage each funnel stage. Recognizing the digital sales funnel entails having a solid understanding of each stage of the funnel and the relevant digital technologies that support it. So, what does it entail? First comes awareness. This involves informing potential customers about your existence. Leveraging social media marketing or having a good search engine ranking can be a way to do it. Interest follows, where you should be piquing interest in your company's name. What sets you apart from your rivals? Some common digital tools here are videos and web articles about your business. Next, you have to engage with your targets. This means strengthening your connections. Social media-sponsored posts that address potential client problems or invite queries are terrific tools for this stage. Finally, it's time for action, dealing with the customer. At this point, a tool sets up calls to action and encourages the consumer to invest. For example, consider promoting purchases by offering customer discounts through advertisements or emails. You can run campaigns with incredibly good targeting when using digital marketing. Be as detailed as possible and go beyond the standard demographic targeting. To better understand your ideal consumer, create buyer personas for them. How? Consider the perspective of your client. If you understand who they are, it is easier to guess what would appeal to someone. Well, you have learned what a marketing funnel is and all about creating a buyer's persona. Now what? Now, you'll have to think about your content strategy. Here, you must develop a distinctive marketing strategy for each channel that attracts customers. What kind of content is required for each of these platforms to meet your digital marketing objectives? Your strategy will consist of a sequence of responses to certain objectives. To provide the actions with quantifiable deadlines, it will also have a clear timetable. Now, let's talk about the budget. How many funds will you require to carry out your digital marketing plan? Will you require any suppliers or agencies for outsourcing? Outline your investment in detail as soon as possible so you can decide which vendors you'll need to deal with fast and start creating documentation and creative briefs. Knowing what will be produced internally and what will be outsourced is crucial to distribute resources effectively. These key facts help you stay on track and ensure you can achieve your objectives within the constraints of your budget. Now, you are at the end of the journey. But a crucial step remains: analyzing results. Once a strategy is in place, it's time you track your results. How are your clients responding to the data you're sharing with them? How far have you gotten with the goals you have set? These statistics can help you change your course and gain knowledge from situations that didn't go as planned. You can monitor your progress through the funnel at various stages using analytics tools. Also, ensure that: are the clicks resulting in conversions? Does the funnel allow mobility? Is your customer's connections with you starting to wane? If yes, why and how can you resolve it? Find answers to these questions and you'll know what's effective and what isn't. Follow up with the newest digital marketing tools, since you never know when a brand new product perfectly suits your needs can be on the market. Using data visualization tools, you can generate visualizations of the findings that will aid in comparisons, goal tracking, and presentations. You will find your website stats increasing as you implement your digital strategy. Your social media audience will increase and so will your brand worth. The result? Your brand is expanding further. If you still feel you won't be able to take out from your busy schedule for all this, then you can any day hire MarsDevs to do this. We would be happy to help. Follow us in our upcoming episode if you want to learn more about the world of technology and more about web development. Have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments.